It's Sunday morning, time for the great outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. Charlie Potter, your host here on the Great Outdoors Show. Thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America. And our guest this morning is Carrie Luft with the Max McGraw Wildlife Foundation and a leader in conservation. And our subject matter this morning is one that actually might be a little tough to get through. We're going to honor Brent Manning, one of the great individuals in conservation that our country has ever known, and certainly, I would have to say, the best leader in conservation that Illinois has ever known. Carrie, thanks for joining me to talk about an individual that you both knew, we both of us knew very, very well, and to talk about his legacy, what he meant for conservation, what he would hope for conservation in the future, and how we can look over, if you will, look over the horizon, and hopefully there'll be more Brent Mannings in the future, but he's going to be a tough act to follow. So thanks for joining me. You and I talk about a lot of subjects, but we've never had to talk about one, Carrie, where we really talked about someone who was so important, not only to both of us, but frankly to all those who knew him in Illinois and around the country as a conservation leader.
Well, Charlie, you're right. I mean, if the term larger than life means anything, it surely would apply to Brent Manning. He was a huge, huge man of stature, and his personality matched his stature. He was kind. He was intelligent. He was a mentor. He loved the outdoors. He loved the state of Illinois. And he would do anything to help anybody in the name of conservation. You know, you knew him quite well when he was director first of the Department of Conservation in Illinois, but then as it morphed into the current Department of Natural Resources. And that was not an easy task for him because he took on a lot of responsibility that a conservation director normally did not. And he handled it with aplomb. And he hired good people. He put them in position to succeed, and after he retired, he remained a constant force for good in the world, not only working with people he had mentored over the years, but also, Charlie, I was lucky to work with him on several projects through McGraw's conservation leadership programs, and there was no finer individual that I've ever known in my life, and I'm sure you would agree with that.
Well, I'm going to go back a ways, Carrie. I met Brent Manning in 1983 when he was the regional director for Ducks Unlimited, and he was responsible for all the regional directors around the country. And I met him in 1983, as you met a lot of people with Ducks Unlimited, at a Ducks Unlimited banquet. And then there's a little-known story that I don't think I've ever told outside of my family, but Carrie, you're my family. WGN Radio is my family, has been now for over 23 years. When Governor Edgar was elected governor, I received a call from the governor's office to ask if I would like to be interviewed by the governor to be considered to be the director of what was then the Department of Conservation. And I met with Governor Edgar and his team. George Fleisley was the head of that. And another individual, unbeknownst to me, met with that team, and that individual was Brent Manning. And Brent Manning was selected by Governor Edgar to be the director at the time of the Illinois Department of Conservation, and I was not. And I was younger than Brent. I was cheering Brent on when I found out that Brent was going to be the director. Brent was the first professional that the Department of Conservation had as its director. He was replacing a long line of individuals who were well-connected politically in the governor's office, great individuals as people, but they were not leaders in their field. They were not leaders in conservation. And that was the beginning of the long run for Brent Manning as a superb director in Illinois, 12 years serving under Governor Edgar and then under Governor Ryan. And then, of course, Carrie, he went on to be the director of the Department of Natural Resources in Wyoming after Illinois. When Governor Blagojevich became elected, he went back to the political patronage system, if you will, that had existed for forever in Illinois regarding the hiring of directors. And he, Brent Manning, was out of a job. As you may recall, at that time, Kerry, you were working at the Tribune. There was a pretty good uproar within the department that they went back to political patronage in hiring a director. Yeah, so Brent went off to Wyoming. And that's the history of Brent Manning. He was picked out by Governor Edgar from Ducks Unlimited, and he went on to be just one of the great leaders our country's ever known in conservation. And, of course, he came back from Wyoming not because he wanted to, but because Brent Manning was a family man. And he came back to Illinois after a short run in Wyoming because his family needed him here.
And he served with great distinction at the DuPage County Forest Preserve District. And one other thing I should mention, Charlie, is that Brent, at some point in his professional career, served as president of the Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies, which is the consortium of all the conservation departments in North America. And he led that with his great ability while doing a full-time job on the side. And he made friends everywhere he turned. And it boggles my mind when I think about the loss we have suffered to conservation, not just in terms of his legacy, of what he could think of, but even in retirement, he never stopped. He would call me frequently with an idea and say, what if we did this and what if we did that? And some of those have come true in terms of being included in some of the position papers McGraw helps put together on behalf of conservation causes across America. He never rested, Charlie, and he was a wonderful, wonderful man.
Well, in the few minutes we have before we take a break, let's just touch for a second on some of his big accomplishments after he left the Department of Natural Resources. And of course, you touched on it. Governor Edgar made the best selection he could have ever made in Brent Manning as head of conservation. And then, of course, those agencies merged. Everything came in, and it became the Department of Natural Resources, and Brent led that. But then think about what he did in retirement when he came back after he left DuPage County Forest Preserve. He led the paper, if I'm not mistaken, when Governor Rauner became governor. Governor Rauner created a task force. Brent Manning led it. And it was to create how do you create the model Department of Natural Resources? And if I'm not mistaken, Brent led that. Others were on that team, John Cooper, Bill Hartwig, and others. And Ken Haddad.
Forget Lloyd.
How could we ever forget Lloyd Jones? Lloyd, if you're listening and you do occasionally listen to the show, Lloyd, you contributed mightily to it. And I'll never forget Lloyd when you got off the airplane from Bismarck, North Dakota, and walked into the meeting about 2 hours late while everyone was at dinner, what you had to say about traveling from North Dakota to Chicago. But and we won't repeat it. But Brent led that, and he created a white paper for building the model conservation natural resources department, and for any state, it still stands today. And then, of course, he led this effort that was phenomenal on the review of the North American Waterfowl Management Plan.
Absolutely. And he and I should, you know, the names you rattled off, Charlie, you could put them on the Mount Rushmore of modern day conservation in America. And they came and they worked together, not just because of their devotion to the cause of conservation and doing the right thing for conservation, but also because of Brent. He brought people together. He cajoled. He worked. And when we come back, you know, we probably should talk about how adept he was at forming coalitions to support good causes in conservation, because to me, that is one of his true legacies.
Well, let's take a break. And when we do come back, I also want to talk, Kerry, about how we turn the page. Thanks for being with us this morning. We're visiting with Kerry Luft of the Max McGraw Wildlife Foundation. This is Charlie Potter, your host on the Great Outdoors Show on WGN Radio, the outdoor voice of Chicago and America. 720 WGN, and first a message from our longtime sponsors, the Northwestern Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
Hiking, camping, and hunting, it's all an adventure in the great outdoors, but nature can be tough. You need to be ready for anything and everything. Chevy Silverado is built to handle the toughest conditions and get you everywhere you want to go worry-free. Silverado's designed to handle the big jobs. It's built for the great outdoors. With over 13,000 pounds of towing capacity and trailering sway control, Silverado can haul the biggest loads on the roughest roads and keep you cool as a Sunday drive. With 8 available cameras and up to 14 different views, it can spot trouble before it gets to you. That's peace of mind. And when you're ready for the backcountry, Chevy Silverado 1500 ZR2 owns the off-road. You name it, we run over it. No wonder it's Motor Trend's 2023 four-wheeler pickup truck of the year. So see your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and check out a Chevy Silverado. It's freedom to explore the great outdoors.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio. And we're visiting with Carrie Luft of the Max McGraw Wildlife Foundation. And we've been talking about an individual who's an icon in the world of conservation across all of North America who passed away last week. And in Illinois, he stands alone as the finest director of the Department of Natural Resources we've ever had. We're very proud of what Brent Manning achieved in Illinois, and Carrie Luft and I are both, along with so many people who worked with him, so fortunate to have worked with Brent Manning. So, Carrie, as we went to the break, we sort of talked about turning the page, but you mentioned to me a while ago Brent was an individual who had big ideas, and certainly one of them in Illinois came into being, which is phenomenal. And then he was an individual who believed conservation was nonpartisan. And then, of course, Carrie, we're going to end up with what he loved to do most in the great outdoors. So he had a big idea, which turned into a huge success.
Well, you know, Charlie, Brent really did believe that conservation was a nonpartisan issue, a bipartisan issue, actually. And he was absolutely right. But he cultivated relationships on either side of the aisle, and he was enormously successful in cajoling the General Assembly to support ideas. One of his great legacies is the former Site M, now known as the Jim Edgar Panther Creek Wildlife Area in central Illinois. That facility surely would not have happened without Brent's leadership, vision, and constant promotion of the idea to get the money to make that happen from the General Assembly and other sources. And also the fabulous conservation building at the State Fairgrounds, he was director when that came together, and he really put together a headquarters worthy of the greatest conservation agency in the country. Times have changed. We still have great people working there, but Brent's tenure was a really wonderful time for natural resources in the state of Illinois. And I think, Charlie, if you would ask Brent today, sadly we can't have him on the show to ask him directly, but I think he would say that would be one of the legacies of his life that he would want to have continue, that conservation and the appreciation of our natural resources and getting out into the outdoors doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican, an independent, it's for all of us. No one believed that more fervently than Brent. He promoted, he loved hunting and fishing. You know, I think his happiest hours were with his beloved wife, Kathy, and fishing for muskie together. And he would be the first to tell you that Kathy was better at catching muskie than he was. But he was the most enthusiastic muskie fisherman I knew. Or chasing a turkey in the spring or chasing an elk with his bow. He got the hunting and fishing community, but he also got the other people who enjoy the outdoors, who don't care to hunt and fish, the people who hike, who canoe, who kayak, who birdwatch. He was a birdwatcher. He was a hiker. He was a canoer. He truly, truly embraced everything the outdoors had to offer and wanted all of us as citizens to do this well. And so I would ask you who are listening today, go outside for a little while and think about Brent and think about what we can do going forward to honor that legacy of his, because he left a tremendous one, and he's left a hole in my heart, and I know he's left a hole in yours, Charlie.
Well, we are fortunate to know him, Carrie, and I there is a story. For those of you listening, you've heard it before on the air. It's Brent Manning loved the outdoors, and he loved his family. And Brent, for all the time he spent in the outdoors, didn't necessarily hit everything he shot at. And we were hunting geese. John Huzar, of course, Kerry, who you knew so well, Brent and I, in a small marsh up in Lake County, northern Lake County, Illinois. This is 30-plus years ago. And a goose came in, and Brent was a fabulous goose caller. And he called this goose in, and it was 10 feet away. And when Brent stood up, the most surprised element was that goose. He looked at Brent, and he said, "There's no way." And Brent stood up, and he fired. And the goose just honked and merrily flew away. Meanwhile, John Huzar pulls out his pad and is starting to scribble about how he's going to write about this. And Brent said, "John, what happens in the duck blind stays in the duck blind." And John said, "Brent, we're in a goose blind." So that story of Brent, I told it. Brent and I laughed about it for years.
I will take up Brent's cause and say he was actually just practicing conservation, Charlie, by doing a little bit of catch and release hunting. So God bless Brent.
We got a few minutes left, Kerry. Let's talk about bipartisanship, because while Brent Manning was appointed by an Illinois governor, Jim Edgar, and I will say Governor Edgar deserved an enormous amount of credit. He was under huge pressure to continue the patronage that had been going on. Well, Henry Barkhausen was one of the first Illinois directors of conservation. He was not a patronage job. But after that, it was one after another, great individuals, but they got there without really necessarily having the credentials. And it's not to disparage any of them. But they didn't have the conservation chops that Brent Manning has. And Governor Edgar said, "I'm going to break this." And he hired Brent Manning, and it was the right decision. And Illinois went from, you know, really a backwater in conservation to one of the country's leaders. We've got about 2 minutes left. Looking at Illinois in the future and other states, where do we find consensus builders? Because as you said, Brent Manning didn't care if you didn't care what you looked like. He didn't care what your political beliefs were. He only cared that you wanted to have a passion for preserving the outdoors and all the elements that come with the outdoors. Where are we going to find that?
Well, I would tell you, Charlie, and this is based on his work that he did on the Model Natural Resources Agency. I think Brent's fondest wish for the Illinois DNR would be to put it under a commission form of governance and to have a professional leader who had the type of background that Brent Manning had, who could not be bought, could not be swayed by politics, but would report to a commission that would shield that person and let he or she do the work that's needed to be done to protect the natural environment of Illinois for all of its citizens, not just the ones who like to spend some time in a duck blind or on a fishing pier or in a boat or hiking. The outdoors is for all of us. Brent believed that, and he believed that professionals needed to lead the way, and he was the consummate professional. And there's absolutely no doubt in my mind that the combination of Brent's personality and his background as a professional conservationist was key to making the Illinois DNR so strong under his leadership.
Well, Kerry, I think maybe that's the legacy, among others, that Brent hopefully leaves us, and Kathy Manning and the entire Manning family. We certainly are thinking of you and all of you in the outdoors today who care about the future. Brent Manning set a great example. He was a true leader. Thanks for being with us, Kerry. I'll be back Sunday morning with much more in the great outdoors. This is Charlie Potter in the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN.